first, perhaps we should go over what we mean when we say fracking. We're referring to horizontal, high-volume fracturing, a relatively new type, but the industry is quick to say it's similar to methods they've been using for many decades, right?
It is similar to methods that have been used in Illinois in the past. The biggest difference is the scale. The scale is much, much larger. So we're looking at wells that go down and then drill along a horizontal line. That's where the horizontal comes in. And they can go for up to even a mile along that horizontal line. And then water is pumped underground. And the water volume is much larger than what's been used in the past as well. That's why it's called high volume hydraulic fracturing. So we're looking at, you know, thousands of gallons of fluid, sometimes millions of gallons pumped into the ground. And that's really the fear for the environmental groups, I think, is not necessarily just the method itself, but the larger volume that we're seeing as far as the size of the drill site and the amount of water that's being pumped underground.
And, of course, the end goal here is oil and especially natural gas, correct?
Yes, and as far as Southern Illinois goes, it may be a combination of the two. Folks aren't really sure what is going to be found until some more research is done down there, more test wells. But there is a thought that there will be both oil and natural gas produced in Southern Illinois once fracking really gets underway.
And so in the most recent session, the Illinois legislature passed some regulations for this type of fracking, something that some had been pushing for at least a couple of years.
Yeah, the work for this bill has been going on for, as you said, about 2 years. Environmental groups were pushing for a moratorium last spring session, near the end of session. And then kind of some of the groups that have been working on this realized that maybe that wasn't going to happen. So they came to the table. They've been working kind of behind the scenes on this bill, negotiating all the details for about 2 years.
And so tell us a little bit about what those regulations that were recently passed will do exactly.
Well, the supporters of this bill like to call it the strictest regulations in the nation. It doesn't seem that they're far off in calling it that. Some states have bills maybe that are only 5 pages, 10 pages long. Illinois has gone in pretty deep on regulating things. Now, how that will be executed, we'll see as things unfold. But it sets regulations for the actual fracking well, this shell casing that goes around the well. It's concrete that's supposed to keep the water from leaking into the water supply. That's been something that has been faulty in some of these cases where we've seen fracking go wrong. So this is something that people are really trying to target and make sure that those shell casings are built, you know, in a way that's going to last and protect the water supply. There's also setbacks from where fracking can take place, from local water and streams. There's a regulation on what happens if water is found to be polluted with fracking chemicals. It's basically that the assumption is that the person owning the fracking well is responsible and they have to prove that they aren't. So that's something kind of new as well, that the burden of proof is on the well operator if chemicals are found in the water. Also, water will be tested before and after fracking starts to determine if those chemicals are out there. And the fracking well operators will have to disclose what chemicals they're using that they pump into the ground.
And so in Illinois, has fracking even begun yet?
According to a form that's a pretty sparse form, doesn't have a lot of information on it, but some environmental groups FOIA'd a form from the Department of Natural Resources, yes, it has. Just looking at the amount of volume of water that was pumped into this certain well in White County, it would be considered high volume horizontal hydraulic fracturing. But we don't have a lot of details on what's going on with that well. And a lot of folks are saying this is kind of a rogue operator, somebody who has done fracking, but that it's not widespread yet.
I'm speaking with Jamie Dunn. She's a writer for Illinois Issues magazine, and we're talking about one of her most recent stories and an issue that she's been covering for a while now, fracking in Illinois. Now, Jamie, I want to talk a little bit about one thing you focused on recently, which is the rift among environmentalists. Explain for us why it seemed that some groups seem to be opposed to regulatory measures being passed.
There were some environmental groups who have been involved in this process over the last 2 years, the Sierra Club, the Illinois Environmental Council, Faith in Place, which is a group that represents a lot of different congregations around the state that feel that it's their responsibility, their religious responsibility to protect the environment. And these groups worked for a moratorium last session and kind of realized that their votes weren't there for that. They lobbied and lobbied and they just didn't get there. So they decided to work on the bill, feeling that, you know, being involved in the process would get them a better regulation than if they weren't involved. So they've been working with the industry and with lawmakers and the EPA and DNR and all the interested groups on this legislation. On the flip side of that, there are environmental groups, community organizers, and lots of folks from Southern Illinois who just oppose fracking outright, who say they don't want to compromise on the issue because they're afraid for safety, they're afraid for their water supply, they have a lot of concerns. And these two groups really don't see eye to eye on the issue. A lot of the community organizations have been very frustrated with the environmental groups who have been working on the bill because they feel like it's sort of given lawmakers political cover to allow fracking into the state. Part of why the struggle over this bill between the environmental groups, I think, was interesting beyond the issue at hand, is that it sort of illustrates this larger issue that's gone on in the environmental community and the liberal community for a while of do you work within the system that's present to get the best result that you can, even though you have to compromise things that sometimes, you know, are very strong ideals, or do you try to work outside of that system and call that system out and say that you're not okay with what's going on, which we saw with a lot of the community groups. You know, they came and sort of did the 60s style sit-ins and protests and those sorts of things. And, you know, that's a struggle that we've seen going on and will continue to go on, I think, amongst environmental groups, amongst liberal causes. And, you know, it's sometimes hard for those two sides to see eye to eye on the best way to solve the problem.
Was there ever much realistic hope for a moratorium to be passed? It was something House Speaker Mike Madigan had said he supported at times, and obviously he holds quite a bit of power in the State House.
That's kind of a difficult question. Yes, Mike Madigan has said he supported the moratorium, but he also said that he felt fracking would come to Illinois. So it's sort of this case of sometimes he will say that he personally does not support something, but yet it still happens. It passes the House. And, you know, we all know that it probably wouldn't pass the House if he didn't play hand in it in some way, or at least, you know, didn't actively work to block it. When I talked to the folks who worked on this regulation bill and had worked to try to get a moratorium passed, they said, you know, they went all over the state. They lobbied for about a year trying to get lawmakers to vote for a moratorium and fell quite short on the vote count. So they believe that the moratorium just wasn't a possibility.
And so are any environmental activists still seemingly focused on this issue in Illinois? And if so, what is left for them to do now that fracking's already begun in the state?
Absolutely. There are a lot of groups that are still focused and I think will continue to be focused for years on this issue. I think the focus now will be the permitting process and trying to make sure that that's done adequately, and also contesting permits when environmental groups feel that that's appropriate, and, you know, bringing forth lawsuits if there's any water pollution that occurs or air pollution or things such as that. So I think the focus has shifted to the regulatory side now. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of folks that are going to be caring about this for many years. And, you know, part of my story was sort of looking at, will these environmental groups who have been kind of on the opposite side or at least contending sides of this issue be able to work together now that it's the law of the land to help protect folks in Southern Illinois? And, you know, the hope is, yes, that they will be able to help folks out if there are any issues.